Excelsior Springs basketball to start the second half. Shot by Rimmer, blocked by Clampett, and then that follows up with a hacking foul. Backcourt. That is on Rimmer. That's her third, so she'll come out. And checking in, Isabel Schamp. Chillicothe's ball backcourt. Lady Hornets playing the basketball goal to the left of your radio dial, or the one against the wall if you're familiar with this gym. Excelsior Springs shooting the basketball goal to the right, or the one in front of the stage, which is right where I'm sitting on the stage here. Good vantage point. Chillicothe up top, Clampett, circle right, now to Leatherman, baseline right, looking inside, can't get it to Parkey. Couldn't quite get it to Clampett on the back door, so they go back up top. Clampett, top of the key, left side to Parkey. Errant pass, tracked down by Keithley. Shovels it up top to Clampett, back to Keithley. Circle right. 7:06 left to play, third quarter just underway, 33-9. Lady Hornets with the lead here at Cameron High School, opening round of the Cameron Girls Tournament. Boys opening round games tomorrow night. Keithley, top of the key, working against this Excelsior Spring press. Like maybe a 2-1-2 or 1-2-2 press. Or not a press, zone rather. Working against the zone defense. Leatherman in the corner. Skip pass up top to Keithley. Chillicothe showing patience against this press. Parkey give and go with Clampett. Clampett shot didn't fall. She'll go to the line to shoot two. 6:30 left to play third quarter. Still 33-9, which was our halftime score. And first foul on Einerson. Second team foul this quarter, and Clampett's first free throw is in. She's got seven. And that one off the front of the rim, no good. Rebounded by Yoakum. Here comes Excelsior Springs, 34-9. Chillicothe by 25. Free throw line doesn't connect for Einerson. Had a good look at the bucket, couldn't connect. The official's pointing at me. Oh, no, wait, that just means it's not a foul on me. It just means went out of bounds, and it's Lady Tigers basketball. The official in front of me, actually, we're buddies. I wouldn't talk ill of him. All right, back to action. 6:04 left to play in the third quarter. Chillicothe leading 34-9. Left side, Einerson, dribble drive, doesn't get it to fall, and we'll get two looks at the line. Hacking foul on Jones. A lot of several whistles, but Jones, the only one with two for Chillicothe, one on Keithley, Parkey, Lamer, Campbell, and Clark. Three on Rimmer, two on Shea, one on and two on Schamp, one on a few others. First free throw is in for Einerson. She leads her team with four of the team's 10 points. Chillicothe still by 25. Second one no good. Jones with the rebound. Excelsior Springs had 16 turnovers in the first half to eight for Chillicothe. Seven of those eight were in the first quarter, according to Paul Sturm. Clampett underneath, shovels it out to Keithley. Keithley trying to weave her way through traffic, called for the walk. Picks herself up off the floor and starts all over again. 5:39 left to play in the third quarter, 34-10. Each team has a free throw in the opening 2.5 minutes of this quarter. Left side looking at it. Oh, someone missed a defensive assignment. All alone, Sage Williams underneath. There's no one anywhere in her area code. And that was a well-run Excelsior Springs play, partially due to defensive collapse by Chillicothe that time. Give and go with Leatherman and Clampett. Oh, Clampett danced it around the rim, puts it up, and three players hanging on her. And we'll toe the stripe. Leatherman, baseline right. Clampett from the wing, pass to Leatherman, cut to the bucket. Leatherman sent it back to her. Shot did everything but fall in. And then got a rebound, was fouled on the next attempt. 34-12, Chillicothe. Second foul on Einerson. First free throw for Clampett. Up and in. She is 4 of 5 at the line. She leads. She ties Jones for leading scoring honors with 8 points each, 35-12. Second one is in. 5 of 6 at the line. She's got 9. Chillicothe by 24, 5:05 left to play in the third quarter. Pass over to right side to Einerson. Baseline right. Shamp tries to lob it up top. Intercepted by Carson Keithley. Over to Jones. Jones tried to feed it inside to Clampett. Stolen back by Yoakum. Here come the Lady Tigers. Einerson in the corner up top to Yoakum. Shamp, circle right. Bounce pass kicking off the leg of one of Chillicothe's players. I think Keithley, who giggles about it. 4:40 left to play, and they have to go all the way back court to get the ball. The Lynn bounded in front of the Excelsior Springs. The Lynn bounded in front of their own bench. Get it into Yoakum near the midcourt stripe. Amelia Yoakum, the senior, working the point guard spot over left side to Einerson. Back up top now to Shamp, the senior, off the bench. Isabel Shamp and Yoakum playing pitch and catch on the left side. Free throw line. Palomares has it stripped by Keithley. Einerson picks it up, and Einerson having the hot hand, the senior, with 6 of the team's 14 points, and it's a 22-point Chillicothe lead. They feed it inside to Clampett. Clampett is bumped, knocked down. They let him play on. And Lady Tigers with an opportunity to get a little closer here. 55-31 was the previous meeting between these two teams. It's 36-14 right now. And a hacking foul. Someone for Chillicothe. Carson Keithley reached in her second foul. Lily Wells, the senior, checks back in. And Excelsior Springs, Sydney Shea inbounds it. Inbounds play stolen by Clampett, but ran out of hardwood before she could control it. Lost it back out of bounds. Shea will inbound at same position on the floor. 3:45 left to play, third quarter, 36-14. Excelsior Springs gets it in, and I think Sage Williams was so surprised she was that much open on the right wing that she took two steps before squaring herself up for the shot. So a traveling call on Williams, and she probably wishes she could have a do-over on that turn of events. Keithley across the timeline. Lady Hornets lead it by 22. Up top to Clampett. Has it knocked loose, and Einerson with foul number 3, I believe. Fourth team foul. Still original starting 5 in for Chillicothe. Jones, Keithley, Clampett, Leatherman, and Parkey. Clampett will inbound it near midcourt. Hands it to Keithley. Keithley drives inside, leaves it for Clampett. Keithley the assist, Clampett the bucket. Witt is up to 11. And Chillicothe by 24. Clampett closing in on, I don't have an exact count right now, but Clampett closing in on 1,000 points for a career. There she steals the ball, saves it from going out of bounds, and Chillicothe comes up with it. Keithley to Clampett. Oh, I'm sorry, that's to Jones. Keithley to Jones. For the bucket, Jones has 10. If things go according to my ciphering, I think Clampett should probably hit 1,000 points, if not in this tournament, one of the games next week maybe. As Coach Smith and I are both checking our numbers to make sure we get a correct count. For a junior to hit 1,000 points, that's pretty awesome. It's not only for her, but for the whole team. There's been a lot of assists. Everyone, when someone hits a milestone, everyone shares in it. And there's Parkey knocking a pass loose, but controlled again by Excelsior Springs. Free throw line, Wells. Off her mark and out of bounds. And a nice job by Parkey screening out the Lady Tiger to let it go out of bounds. Checking out now, Sage Williams has a breather. Hannah Jones will inbound it right in front of me. She even looked at me, see? She goes, oh, my God, you said my name on the radio. How awesome is that? Okay, she didn't really say that, but she's back on offense, and that whole moment is completely gone. 40-14, Chillicothe leads it. Jones, I'm sorry, Lamer. No, I was right the first time. Hannah Jones with a dozen. Nice underhanded scoop shot around the defender. Three ball, count it for number three. Isabel Schamp with a three ball. 25-point lead underneath to Clamp at that time. Boy, these girls are not letting grass go underneath their feet. 27-point lead as Erin Campbell set to check in. Shea across the timeline. Timeout taken, Excelsior Springs. 44-17, Chillicothe controlling this one with a minute 33 left. 14 seconds left. Excelsior Springs inbounds it to Yoakum. Yoakum sees the three ball. No, off the glass into Campbell's hands. Campbell running one-hander. She goes to the line. 13 points for Clampett, 12 for Jones, 7 for Keithley, 6 for Parkey, a 3-ball for Clark, 2 for Campbell, 2 for Leatherman. Two fouls on Jones and Keithley. Einerson leads Excelsior Springs with 6 points unofficially. And Erin Campbell's first one is in. 46-19. Equals the biggest lead of the game. Second one, no good. Chillicothe gets the rebound back and tipped out of bounds. Jones, Campbell, Clark, Lamer, and Reeder on the court with 0.3 seconds left. You can catch it and shoot it. And that's what they did, and it scores Erin Campbell. They had her on the weak side. They forgot, Excelsior Springs forgot about her. Great inbounds pass, and Campbell has 5 now. And we're back with a fourth quarter after this on KCHI.